The top story is today. US President Donald Trump says he's not considering forced regime change in North Korea along the lines of Libya. As the US tries to persuade Kim Jong-un to end his nuclear weapons program. Mr. Trump says he's had no formal indication that next month's summit is in jeopardy, and planning continues for the meeting with Kim Jong-un in Singapore. Kensington Palace has confirmed Meghan Markle's father will not be attending her wedding to Prince Harry. In a statement released by the palace, the bride-to-be says she hopes her father can be given the space he needs to focus on his health. There have been reports that Thomas Markle underwent heart surgery this week. An explosive eruption at Hawaii's Kilauea volcano has sent ash spewing more than 9 kilometres into the sky. Residents were warned to take shelter from the ash fallout. Lava flows have destroyed dozens of homes in the past 2 weeks. Kilauea is one of the world's most active volcanoes and has been erupting continuously since 1983. And a new study on the impacts of global warming suggests that the Paris Climate Agreement's target of limiting rising global temperatures by 2 degrees Celsius may not be ambitious enough. Researchers say slowing the rate of warming to 1.5 degrees would significantly cut the risks to animals and plant species.